This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, when I talk about the polarization in this country, I'm often asked why there is so much hostility towards Christians. We are often the greatest source of ministry and encouragement in the community. In his book, Christians in a Cancel Culture, Joe Dallas devotes a chapter to this question about hostility towards Christians. You can summarize his excellent discussion with three words that all begin with the letter C. The first is convenience. Whenever truth is told, someone is inconvenienced. Former worshipers of the goddess Diana were upset when the gospel was preached in Ephesus. The silversmith who made money selling shrines was negatively affected. Elijah's words to Ahab were an inconvenience to the king. And of course, the teachings of Jesus were certainly troubling to the religious leaders of his day. He rebuked their hypocrisy, presented himself as a savior and the way to salvation. The second is conscience. Presenting biblical truth can prick the conscience of unbelievers and carnal Christians. One example he cites are the accusers of the adulterous woman who were convicted of their own sins because that conviction can be found in both Christians and non-Christians. The third is conviction. It would be a mistake to assume that hostility towards biblical truth springs only from an inconvenienced agenda or a prick conscience. Saul of Tarsus had strong convictions. He persecuted the Church of God beyond measure and tried to destroy it. Should we expect hostility? Jesus faced hostility, so we will likely face hostility as well as we present biblical truth. We should speak the truth in love and leave the rest to God. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free booklet on biblical reliability, go to viewpoints.info/biblical reliability. Viewpoints.info/biblical reliability.